Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A woman from Mound Ridge died in a single vehicle accident in Marion County Wednesday afternoon. Kansas Highway Patrol reports it happened on K-15 northeast of Gossel. An SUV went off the road into the ditch, struck a culvert. 73-year-old Martha Jean Biggs was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. The KHP says Biggs was not wearing a seatbelt. A settlement between Kansas agencies and Westar Energy may lead to utility customers seeing rate drops instead of previously expected increases. The Wichita Eagle reporting the settlement reached Monday would reverse Westar's request for a $17 million rate increase and turn it into a $66 million rate cut. The settlement also drops Westar's effort to raise the basic per-month service charge. The Kansas Corporation Commission must still approve the settlement, which could end what's been a hotly contested fight over rates that brought hundreds of angry customers and Kansas lawmakers to recent public hearings.
Wichita's annual neighborhood night out is less than a month away.
You can register your party by going to wichitapolice.com, go to forms on the right-hand side, click on the down arrow, and it'll take you to register your neighborhood night out party. Fill out that form, submit it, and then our first responders, firefighters, police officers, and other official city officials will get those lists and be able to attend the parties in areas where they work and serve.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says neighborhood night out will take place on the evening of Tuesday, August 14th.
A center that will study addictions and how to treat them is being created on the University of Kansas campus.
The university says in a news release that graduate Daniel Logan and his wife, Gladys Kofrin, donated $2 million to begin the Kofrin-Logan Center for Addiction Research and Treatment. Logan is a professor in the Addiction Medicine Division at the University of Florida's College of Medicine, and Kofrin is a retired therapist. The university says the couple are in recovery from addictions themselves and know the importance of making effective treatment options more available and accessible. Programs will focus on various addictions, including alcohol to drugs, gambling, and eating disorders. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Senate President Susan Weigel has stripped a fellow GOP senator of a committee leadership post after she publicly expressed support for two Democratic candidates. Senator Barbara Bollier of Mission Hills lost her position as Senate Public Health and Welfare Committee Vice Chairman, Chairwoman, that is, after publicly supporting Democrat Tom Nierman in the 3rd Congressional District race in the Kansas City area and Democrat Laura Kelly in the governor's race.
A security conference in Aspen, Colorado brings together the nation's top law enforcement officials. Kicking it off was FBI Director Christopher Wray.
FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked if he would ever consider a swap, as Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested this week, allowing American investigators to observe interrogations of Russian suspects.
Well, I never want to say never about anything, but it's certainly not high on our list of investigative techniques.
He was then asked about being open to allowing Russian investigators to observe American interrogations.
That's probably even lower on our list of investigative techniques.
He was also asked if others, aside from Russia, are involved in election influencing, as President Trump said this week. Wray said, sure.
But there's no question that Russia has been by far the most aggressive actor.
But Wray said China represents the broadest threat as they position themselves to be the sole economic superpower. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In response to Democratic calls to abolish ICE, the immigration agency, the mostly Republican House voted to send a message of support for the agency.
The vote was 244 to 35 on a non-binding resolution in support of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi was not amused.
What was on the floor today is a political stunt on the part of the Republicans, and I told my members they're acting politically. Don't take them seriously.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, blasted Democrats for a lack of guts in terms of standing up to their base.
Less than a year ago, My bill to authorize ICE into law for the first time passed overwhelmingly by the Congress, and nearly every Democrat, including Nancy Pelosi and the author of the bill to abolish ICE, voted for it.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Astronomers may have spotted a nearby star eating planets.
Astronomers using NASA's orbiting Chandra X-ray Observatory have been checking out a star in the constellation Taurus. They've been monitoring the iron levels on the edges of that star and found over the past 4 years, iron levels have increased by 30 times over. One researcher from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is saying that iron increase is strange and may be a sign that the star's iron level is rising because it's eating up or absorbing planets. That's never been seen before, but computer simulations show it is possible. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now we'll get the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Working outdoors today is going to require a little more shade and a little more water as temperatures soar above average. Sunny and 100 for the high this afternoon. Clear tonight, down to 75. Looks like dry weather is going to stay with us right on into the weekend. Friday's high, 98. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a south wind at 9 miles per hour, 77 degrees with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Today is July 19th. On this date in 1969, Apollo 11 and its astronauts Neil Armstrong, Edwin Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins went into orbit around the moon. They were going into the orbit around the moon, preparing to land on the moon on this date, 1969.
Pretty fascinating stuff. I'm sure everybody was riveted.
Oh, no kidding. Around the world. Often, twins follow similar paths. But when it comes to politics, these twins have separate identities and politics. Twins from Western Michigan are running for county commissioner seats, one as a Democrat, the other as a Republican.
Please don't tell me their names are both Ron Estes.
No.
Okay.
Monica Sparks is running as a Democrat for Kent County's 12th district seat, while her Republican sister, Jessica Ann Tyson, hopes to represent the 13th district.
Okay.
Sisters say they don't clash on issues, but they say party loyalty trumps lineage. They say they will endorse the opponent of their sibling in the upcoming election. They're going to, endorse the opponent of the other twin. Okay. That's politics.
I guess.
What a fun game.
Politics and family.
Yeah, funny. Why would any, sane people out there are shaking their heads. Why would anybody want to get into politics? For crying out loud. It's crazy. Authorities say
Maybe they're likable folks.
Yeah. Authorities say a 6-year-old Florida girl has died several days after being bitten by a dog her family was watching while its owners were on vacation.
Oh, boy.
A Florida Times Union reports that Jayla Smith died Tuesday night. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office says the child was unresponsive when first responders arrived at the home Sunday morning. Officials say the dog bit the girl in the neck. Authorities say several dogs were in the house at the time. Other children and a parent were also in the home. The dog was removed from the home. Authorities are continuing to investigate. But this little girl was bitten and a couple days later by a dog. A couple days later, she died. Whoa. That's bad. That's a sad, sad story this morning. All right, what do we got on our agenda? Did you hear the story just a moment ago from Fox News about a star out there eating planets?
Yeah.
I hope our sun doesn't ever turn on us and make us
into
a...
Well, it will eventually. We'll be long gone.
Make Earth into a big cheeseburger. With fries, that would be terrible. That's interesting, though. If the only way you can describe it is this star is eating planets nearby.
Wow.
You were talking about, you had a news story about Night Out, the annual Night Out coming up in August. They do it every year, and I'm just trying to think. Our neighborhood, I mean, when they first, we had block parties before they even started that. You know where I'm situated there?
Yeah.
Over on Hood, which is a street running north and south across the way from mine, we would have these
not
block
the parties. Hood, but Hood Street.
Hood Street.
Yes.
We would have these block parties. I think the people who organized them and were most in charge have all moved out of the area. I don't have any idea who most of my neighbors are.
Well, so and, you should take up the mantle. You should organize the party.
But you know what? It was one of those things where it was potluck, and everybody brought their own favorite dish, and it was great. And the kids would ride their bicycles around, and, we don't have any kids in the neighborhood anymore. So, the neighborhoods change. But here recently, a few years ago, we had a couple of those block parties, like you're talking about, Night Out. We had a couple of those, and a police officer came by and said hello and whatnot. But it's been a while, been several years. I wonder if people, what the pattern is, if people have them. I'm sure in some neighborhoods have them every year. Mm-hmm. Some of them maybe now and then, and some of them never have them. But it is an interesting way to meet the person or the persons who are involved with law enforcement in your neighborhood. Firefighters go out too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think they do too. And they just go out and come out to kind of a meet and greet to see they want to know who you are, where you are. And I don't see it much in my neighborhood anymore. How's your neighborhood? You're right off Central over there. Do you know any of your neighbors?
I really don't.
No. It's just,
you know, and part of that's on me.
Yeah, I'm
sure. I guess
sure.
If I were more of a go-getter, I would.
Knocking on the doors and saying, here I am. It's me,
I don't
Ted.
Know. When I go home, I just kind of keep to myself. And
yeah. Quiet.
I'm done with work,
quiet.
And I lead a pretty quiet little life.
Yeah, yeah. And it's. I think that's kind of the way. And Shelly and I have been walking in Riverside, mostly in the midday and the afternoon, walking in Riverside around all these neighborhoods. And now we'll go for a mile, Ted, and we won't see anybody come out of their house. I mean, it's kind of creepy. It's like we know there are people in there, but you never see anybody come outside. Maybe it's a lot to do with the hot weather, but you know, we'll see in the fall. But gosh, it's like people go, like you say, you go in your house and kind of close the door and go back into your own little world.
Turn on the air conditioning.
Turn on the air conditioning and relax. All right, 6:38 now. Steve and Ted, make it 6:39. Time for our commodities update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. It was an interesting trading session for the cattle complex as they pulled off a strong triple-digit close on Wednesday. Now, that's after closing negative back on Tuesday. Cash cattle bids have started lower than what they were last week's on the cash trade. There was a lack of fresh price positive news for the cattle futures yesterday. Now, we also saw lean hog futures trade mix and close on the mix side, with the August and October contracts making new contract lows yesterday. On the close, August live cattle, $2.52 higher, $108.95. August feeders, $3.17 higher, $154.45. And August lean hogs down 70 cents at $67.20. The only fresh news Wednesday was the sale of 199.5 thousand metric tons of U.S. soybeans to Pakistan. Other than that, it was a very quiet day as far as news for our grain markets. Only the wheat futures closed negative yesterday after grains and the soybeans saw two-sided trading. We are seeing this morning mostly quiet trade. Volume was on the light to moderate side and mixed trading as far as price action. September KC wheat's a half a penny higher at 488 and a quarter. December corn's down 0.75 at 360 and a quarter. November soybeans down 4.5 at 853 and a quarter. September crude oil trading 76 cents lower at $67 even. August gold $11.5 lower at $1,216.50. September S&P 7.25 points lower at 2808.75. September dollar index 47 cents higher at 95.28, with September Dow Jones futures down 62 points at 25,099. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, is it hot over there in Butler County this morning?
Well, it's warm, but it's going to get hot.
It's going to get pretty warm today, up around 100 degrees, I guess. And
yes.
I guess have you got all the you've got your air conditioner charged up good? So I don't want you to, you know, have an emergency over there or anything this morning.
Well, as far as I know, everything's working fine, but you know how? Things quit at the most inopportune time.
That's right. That's right. I've never called a plumber that there wasn't 8 inches of snow on the ground and it was on a holiday.
Exactly.
Time I ever call a plumber. All right. Thank you, Tom. 6:41 now. Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is on the way. He's going to talk about inflation and your investments. That's on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.